You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This summer, the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts is showing movies by local and regional filmmakers. KIA curator Michelle Stempien says it all started when she and co-producer of the Teen Filmmaker Festival, Kevin Park, were dreaming up new programs.
He mentioned to me that for local filmmakers, it's really difficult to find venues to show what they've been working on because usually they have to rent a space and it can be very expensive. And so it can be a hindrance. And I started thinking, wow, we have a really great space and this could be great programming and we could expose these filmmakers and their work to a whole new audience and introduce the KIA members to film in a whole new way.
Tom Ludwig teaches film at Education for the Arts. He says Stempien is right. There are only a few scattered opportunities for local filmmakers to show their work. There's the web, of course, but Ludwig says it's just not the same.
Posting stuff on YouTube and all that just really, I just wonder where it's going and how it's being seen, and I don't think it's going to have the impact that it needs to have. And plus, when you've got a darkened room and an audience, the lights go down and you've got their attention. And it's not like somebody's running to the store and they're looking on their phone at your film and then, oh, yeah, I'll pick up that later.
Ludwig will show three of his short films at the KIA in June. He focuses more on putting images together rather than a narrative.
It's an intuitive process of working for film. It's not storyboarded, it's not scripted, it's something where you recognize an image, and I like to think there's something inside that just says, that is a nice image.
Ludwig says often he'll collect these images and then arrange them around a central idea. For his film, Moo, Ludwig wanted to interview Ed Sanders of the 1960s band The Fugs. His brother knows Sanders. They both live in Woodstock, New York. But Ludwig says Sanders was a little leery of filmmakers.
He said he turned down 80 requests in 3 years from filmmakers because all they wanted to do is talk about The Fugs and the book he did on the Manson family.
So Ludwig decided to interview him about something else.
And I wanted him to talk about this idea I was working with the idea of impermanence and, you know, the levels of permanence, impermanence that exist in the universe. How, you know, the time frame out there is billions of years. Our time frame is quite a bit smaller than that. But, you know, in our minds, it's probably as infinite as out there. So there's, you know, these very strange dichotomies in there. So I just got him talking about some things, and so I interspersed that with the imagery that I've got.
Michelle Stempien says the audience at the KIA will not only get to watch these films, but also to talk about them with the filmmakers themselves. After each showing, there will be a short Q&A. Stempien says she hopes to not only increase the audience for the KIA film series, but also the number of local filmmakers showing there. Stempien says right now, KIA members have only been able to reach out to friends and acquaintances.
But that, to the point that it's, you know, filmmakers are starting to know about it and look to it as a possibility for them to show their work in contacting us.
Tom Ludwig will show some of his short films on Thursday, June 9th at the KIA. Chicago filmmaker Chris Hefner's movie The Poisoner will screen on July 14th. Both films start at 6:30 p.m. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.